Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Well, welcome to the one and only Friday the 13th of 2025. Who knew? We had two of them last year. We'll have three next year.
I can't wait to think that it's good luck. We've said it's good luck for us. Friday the 13th.
Have we? I don't care. Are you superstitious?
You know, I say that I'm not, but I grew up with an Italian Catholic grandma, and we were not walking on cracks in fear of breaking mother's backs. So, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm with you on that.
And I think I'm more superstitious.
No, and then honestly, then my mom passed, I was like,
well,
the world is mine. I'll walk where I want to walk.
Dang!
I'm not, you know, because you never wanted to take the chance. Because if something happened.
Never, you would.
And I would be, and listen, it wouldn't even have to be my mother's back. It would be like if mom, like, twisted an ankle, I'd go, that's on me.
Yeah, you were responsible.
I don't know why I had all the guilt, but I did. I'm not superstitious. I was joke about this. I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious.
Yeah.
I'm not superstitious.
Okay, same.
I'm sort of stitious. So those who know me would probably tell you that I am superstitious. You know me. I like process. I like routine.
Rituals.
I like rituals.
Same.
I love rituals. And so that's probably why, you know, religion works for me. Doesn't work for everybody.
Totally.
Religion works for me. Religion works for you. You and I are not so different.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Yeah. If I have things we've talked about this too. If I have a terrible sound check when I'm singing, I know my performance will be lit. If I have a great sound check.
It'll be great. Yeah.
Then I'm like, the performance is awful.
It's gonna be tough.
OCD of the mind. I'm a little stitious too.
I'll ride. If I have a good rehearsal, I like it.
Okay, that's still good for you.
But then I go, okay, well, shoot. Now I know I got it in me. You know what I mean? Now I know it's there.
Yeah, for me, I'm like, I had it one time. I've wasted it in sound check. So great. Can't wait to suck for the live performance.
Adrian, are you superstitious?
Nah, I don't feel like it. I'm trying to go back through my memory, and now we just live, you know, wake up, do it every day.
Wow. It's the sports thing in me, too, that I just like. I like doing things. Now, that's, by the way, that's a sliding scale. It shifts. Like, I may like it one way, one day,
yeah.
And if I decide, whoop, it switched, well, then that's how it is.
It's over.
Yeah, and then I can't believe that I ever lived my life the other way.
What's wrong with that?
How did you do that? I used to carry coins in my pocket.
I used to carry crystals. I get it.
And then one day you just don't, and then you go, oh, that's fine.
Yeah, why did I ruin my life like that?
Why?
But years ago, I was like, I can't leave the house.
Something seems a little off. I'm out of balance.
Yeah, I can't go out today.
I don't have a nickel in my pocket, idiot. I don't have a nickel that's somehow related to my mother. I will tell you who hated Friday the 13th. My dad.
Why?
He had a stroke, and then something else happened to him on Friday the 13th.
Oh, so he just thought.
And as he got older, man, he literally would not leave the house. Yes. He was like, nope, not doing it.
Lisa has that date, my fiance, October 19th. That's her day. She feels it. She broke her collarbone.
Okay, now we just went weird.
I just wanted to relate to you.
I mean,
that's super
We're bringing it back.
I get it, but her Friday the 13th. Is October 19th.
Yes.
Because of one event?
Because two events, a broken collarbone and then a car accident.
Bro.
So it's crazy. Mm.
And by bro, I mean Michaela.
Yeah, no, I was with you.
And by bro, I mean Michaela. No, I get that. Where you go, okay, one is coinkydink.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, two's coinkydink.
Mm-hmm. But I understand her father.
Three is a trend. But yeah. But I get that. If she goes, hold up, broke a collarbone, then I got in a car accident, October 19th is just not for me.
Yeah. So if you're suffering with Friday the 13th, awesome. Like Chetty's dad.
We got to do something. We got to do something for her on October 19th.
We have to change this narrative.
No. Like we have spa day or something. And we just take her out.
I love it.
Yeah, we just get her somewhere quiet, warm, safe.
Yes.
Where I can stand guard at the door.
Yes. This is a final, good idea.
Like the final destination in me is telling you, like, everyone relax. Just let her stay home.
Oh, please, no, this is what we do. We just, we're staying home, but we're not staying home.
Yeah, yeah. I love this idea. That's so funny.
Adrian probably just saved me because I was going to say, I can stand outside and I can do security like a Christy Gnome press conference. Well, you know, it's topical. Everybody's talking about it. That kind of thing. Ooh, all right, then. Well, listen. It's Friday the 13th. Emphasis on Friday. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. First pick is next.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey, wait a minute. Before we get too far down the road, and I want to do this, and I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into the whys and wherefores. But, Adrian, you should just know that our good friend, our sissy over here, Michaela Gordon, she's a good person. She stood up for somebody who didn't. I stay out of social media BS. I stay out of it.
Yeah.
As much, oh God, I'd love to get into it. You know I love a good debate. I do love a good debate.
Yeah.
But I also don't.
It's not worth it sometimes.
Well, I love a good debate. I don't like a fight.
Mm-hmm.
We had that discussion the other day about the difference, you know, debate versus fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not trying to, because a fight, you're trying to win. Mm-hmm. A debate, you're just, everybody gives their side.
Yeah, and you let it go.
Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm.
There were some folks that were bullying somebody online. And my friends, you should just know that Michaela stepped in, wrecked shop, ended it, and put those mean girls in their place. Mm. And we say at the end of the show every day, be a friend to somebody who might not have a friend because you never know when they really need it.
Yeah.
This person then came out of the woodwork. You didn't even know her.
Uh-uh.
She comes out of the woodwork and comes to Michaela's show night before last,
mm-hmm.
and just goes, you have no idea how much I needed that. You have no idea how you literally saved me. Hey. And I want to give credit where credit is.
Thanks,
that's
dude.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the time when Michaela went freaking mama bear and I'm like, oh boy,
mm-hmm.
how much damage control am I going to have to do here? You know?
No.
And by the way, I let it ride. Can you believe I stayed out of it?
Well done. I'm also extremely messy. Where can I see this? Instagram?
In the break. In the break.
No, I love you, Chetty. Listen, that side of me doesn't come out, but she's there. She's ready. Don't be mean to people. Don't love it. So thank you.
Yeah, and I just thought it was really cool, and it said a lot about who you are as a person.
Thanks, Chetty.
And I thought you knew the person that you were defending, and it turns out they'd never met before.
That's incredible.
But you'd have thought that they'd grown up together. It was awesome stuff.
Love you.
It's all related. I don't just say things just to say them.
Yeah.
First pick coming up in just a minute. Poor Jill. Jill got bullied at Starbucks, and she's kicking herself for it. And she's like, ah, I feel like a pushover.
Oh.
I feel like a wuss.
No.
I should have done something.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah. In this case, sometimes you just got to let it go.
Okay.
You know, it's like on the freeway. You don't need to go around flipping everybody off.
So true.
Sometimes just let them go. Oh, it's the old Mel Robbins thing that's out there. Let them.
If
they're
going
to be, let them.
Got it. And everybody, reference.
No, but everybody acts like Mel is the, you know, it's like she discovered it.
I know.
And it's, okay. I love Mel. I hosted a corporate event like 3 years ago with her, and we became friends.
Wait, that's so cool.
Right as 5 second rule was blowing up.
Oh my gosh.
Mm. Yeah, no, she's
awesome.
Oh yeah. No, she's great. She's great, and she deserves every bit of success that she gets. No, it's fantastic.
I love that.
Anyway, first pick coming up in a minute. I'm going to tell you right now, my thing with Jill and her getting bullied.
Okay.
But she wanted help. When a friend needs help, you help them.
We listen.
You know, that's how we feel about it. I make a lot of Letterkenny references. When a friend needs help, you help them. So many hands make light work.
My mother-in-law says that.
Yeah, sure. We all say that.
Way to go.
Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by WSS. Knock dad's socks off with incredible Father's Day gifts. Oh, my God. Father's Day's on Sunday.
I can't.
Let's go.
Pull it together, y'all. I'll see you at Target in the card aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see you at WSS. Incredible Father's Day gifts from WSS, including savings of up to 40% on select Nike styles. WSS, best value always.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, so the other day, Jill's getting a nice coffee at Starbucks. She gets hers with almond milk and no sweetener, right? The woman in line behind her, also named Jill, ordered the same drink, iced coffee with almond milk, but with sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
When the first drink came out, and it wasn't clarified with sweetener, without sweetener, whatever, but when the first one was ready, the other Jill took it. Okay?
Yep.
Jill number one. Our Jill said, excuse me, I think that's mine. The other woman, who was apparently on a phone call with her, you know, with her pods in, you know, which
pods.
Does that annoy you? It annoys me a little. Sometimes when you're just walking around with one in, stop it.
Yeah.
You're not that cool.
Honestly, my fiance does it.
Do you do that?
Yesterday, I literally went to the grocery store with my Beats on. Like my full Beats on, because I don't like wearing my buds.
Oh yeah, that's like Lisa.
I could hate that less.
Really?
Yeah, the Beats. It's just
because at least we can see what's going on.
Because I felt obnoxious. I knew it felt obnoxious. It was a good podcast episode. So
I just assumed that you at that point feel like you're overstimulated or something.
You know what I mean? It gives you sympathy for them. Poor guy.
It's 2025.
I love that, actually.
Well, I just don't. It gives, you know what I like? It gives don't talk to me vibes, which is
understandable.
That's okay.
At least it's up front, which is exactly why I did it.
But the pod sticking out of your ear, it's like,
I get it.
Oh, please. Mm-hmm. Well, I may have something that's really important at any second. Okay.
Well, yeah, but also you look like an idiot when you're trying to talk to somebody with AirPods in because you can't see them.
Maybe.
And then you're like, hello.
So our Jill goes, I think that's mine. And the other Jill, Jill number two, just blew her off and left her with her drink. Our Jill feels like a pushover, and she was kicking herself all the way home. Here's my question at 702-364-9898. Yes, I am going to lead the witness. She's not a pushover. Is she? Is she? We can. Do you already have a vote? I don't mind going early on this.
Okay. I don't think she's pushover at all.
No.
I know that feeling, but this isn't it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then you know what you do? You take a sip, and if it's got sweetener, you go to the barista and you go, hey, look, I'm sorry. This one. Or maybe you just have it with sweetener one time.
Yeah.
And if there's no sweetener, put in your own sweetener. You know what I mean? Life's not that serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it, but this isn't a boundary conversation. Like, it's okay, babe. You did. You're all right.
Yeah, but is your day? I mean, and I get it. There's some people whose day gets completely ruined because their Starbucks order is wrong.
Yeah, and then bad coffee.
But.
I agree with you.
Yeah. 702-364-9898. Want to take your kids and get 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of Elio. Disney and Pixar's animated film. We've got a screening coming up. Oh my God, is next week the 17th?
Yes, Jude. Yes, it is.
Tripping out right now doing
Tuesday.
The math. Tuesday's the 17th?
Yep.
Well, all right. So if you're free next Tuesday and you want to take your kids, you want to go see Elio for free, be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! The only Friday, the 13th of the year. Emphasis on Friday.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Like, don't let the 13th part ruin your Friday. You know what I'm saying?
It's good luck.
And listen, I'm not trying to give anybody free advertising, but Krispy Kreme is doing a dozen original glazed donuts for 13 cents with the purchase of any other dozen. So it's a BOGO plus 13 cents.
Okay, cool.
Right? Buy a dozen, get another dozen for 13
Love
cents
it.
For Friday the 13th. Okay. So, yeah, donuts make it all better.
Heck yeah. Listen, one of my favorite memories, my papa took me in his old dirty truck when I was about 7 or 8 drove me somewhere. I'll never still know where. We pulled up to a Krispy Kreme.
This story, by the way, if you just take that part and isolate it.
I swear to
God. Doesn't sound good.
Words, Michaela. Use them. Descriptive.
No, you're doing
important.
Good. No, you're doing good. You're getting there.
It's Friday.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're getting to the other point. I'm just saying.
I know.
Right now, if you stopped right now.
You'd be like, should we call somebody? We pulled up to what was obviously Krispy Kreme's. He took me inside. He got me all these donuts. We got back into the truck. I was his only granddaughter. And the truck was messy because he was always fixing the cars, fixing things. So he handed me this rag that had oil on it. And like car oil.
Yeah.
And
so don't touch the donuts with your fingers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how we grew up, though. So I just washed my hands with it and I ate the donuts. It's one of my favorite memories of me and my papa. It was... I think about it every time
just
I think of Krispy Kreme.
Wash your hands with this oily rag.
Yeah, and the dirty truck, obviously. Mm-hmm, yeah.
I get it. I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up like that.
Yeah.
Shocking news. Aces lost the other night. They'll play Dallas tonight. Dallas is garbage, but they've got the number one pick. You know, the number one overall pick in this year's draft, Paige Beckers, mm-hmm. out of Connecticut, who put mm-hmm. up 35 in her last game. So it's all very interesting mm-hmm. tonight, right?
Yes.
Makes it even more interesting when you find out that Asia Wilson went out of that last game with about a minute left in the third quarter, did not return,
yeah.
and is listed as doubtful for tonight. And I got to be honest, I'm not sure what to do because I don't recall. It's been a long time since I've done a game and there's been no Asia Wilson.
Yeah, dude.
I think she had an ankle. She have an ankle thing?
I'm not sure. She's like Iron Woman.
But the idea that Asia might not be in the lineup mm-hmm. is a little frightening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
unnatural.
We'll get after it tonight. So my point to that is we'll need everybody. My tickets may go unused. Hit me. You know what? Drop in my DMs.
Yeah, Chet.
Drop in my DMs. I might be able to give you my tickets for tonight.
Hell yeah.
Maybe. I'm just saying. Unless you want them. You want them?
You know, it's so funny. I'm thinking about it.
Do you have to sing?
No. I have the night off. Me and Lisa are doing it was our 10-year anniversary last month, so we're going to dinner. Now I'm thinking we'd rather go to the game.
Or go to the game and then go to dinner.
Yeah. Can we talk about this?
We're out of there by 9:30. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, don't drop in my DMs just yet.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Let's think.
Don't do it. Which, by the way, yeah, and there is still, like, so I told you the fun haters have kind of loosened up a little bit.
Yeah.
But there are other things that they're really not cool with, and they're like, no!
No!
Don't tell people to get in your DMs! It's horrible! I'll get my hands slapped later.
Yeah, good. It's worth it. I'll slap around.
Unless we leave early before the boss comes in, and then that'll be cool. Then I'll avoid that. It'll be a phone call that I won't answer, and then a text, possibly an email, possibly a strongly worded email from the company account.
Take the risk. Yeah,
but by Monday, we'll all forget.
Friday the 13th, take the risk.
Oh, that's it. I keep saying it. The only reason they won't fire me is because I want them to. It's all jokes, kids. Happy Friday the 13th. You hear the music. It's time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Shayna Davis from Rhodes Ranch is a three-time champion going for win number four. We're playing Champion's Choice today, and the champ has chosen Shakira tickets to play for. She's already got a pair of them. She wants another pair.
Yes.
So, you know, if you'd like to stand in her way and say, no, I'll take those Shakira tickets, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the opportunity to walk out on stage with Shakira. There's a grand prize when this is all said and done. To take part in Camino con la Loba, which means walk with the she-wolf. Oh, you want to?
Yeah, I do.
Walk with the she-wolf. Okay, from now on, walk with the she-wolf is the cue.
Good.
And we'll just do it.
Okay.
Walk with she-wolf.
Ow!
Or do we want to do it on the, you know, Camino con la Loba?
Ow!
Both. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
If some is good, more is better. 702-364-9898. We would just absolutely love for you to be caller number 25 from Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
In the morning.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, let's get it. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our champion, Shayna Davis from Rhodes Ranch, going for win number four today. Hi, are you superstitious?
A little bit.
A little bit. Friday the 13th, do you take precautions?
A little bit.
Oh, really? I feel like nobody thinks they do until they say it out loud, and then they're like, yeah.
Until you get asked. I don't get hit by that car. It's Friday the 13th. It's very unlucky. Don't get hit by that car. I don't. I like rituals and I like stuff. Yeah. Friday the 13th doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But that's also me whistling in the graveyard. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I just keep telling myself it's okay, it'll be okay.
I assure myself it's a good luck day, and I will say it until midnight tonight.
Yeah.
Makes me feel better.
Yeah. I'm talking my way through it.
Yeah.
Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
That'll be Monica Cruz from North Las Vegas.
Monica. Oh, she's right there. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
How do you feel about Friday the 13th today?
I feel like it's just a regular Friday.
You what?
I feel like it's just a regular Friday.
Yeah, just regular another Friday.
Love
just
that.
Just another Friday. And maybe the Friday that's going to allow you to walk out on stage with Shakira. You know, with your free tickets and whatnot. Yeah. So make sure, and I'm sure you already know how this goes, but make sure that you buzz in with your name and do it nice and loud so we can hear you, right? Don't answer until we call on you, because while you think you may have gotten through first, it's highly possible that you didn't. First 1-3 wins the game, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon, Michaela Gordon.
Victoria Beckham's husband will be knighted by King Charles, making him royalty. What's Posh Spice's husband's name?
Shayna,
to take the early lead.
David Beckham?
Yeah, that's David Beckham. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Champion goes up one zip.
You may have loved her in her role as Carrie in Sex and the City, but in real life, this actress says no selfies, please, when it comes to fans. What's her real name?
Isn't that sad? I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Shut up, dummy.
Well, that was rude, but...
Yeah.
Are we talking about Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah, we are, dude.
Wow. Yeah, that's funny that SJP kind of slipped through.
I know. I forget how long ago it was.
Sex in the City questions. Yeah, they've got a little mileage on them.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I hear also that she and her husband, Matthew Broderick,
yeah,
are taking some extra special grief, because a number of years ago, a long, long time ago as well, there was a car accident in Ireland where they live, and he killed two people.
That's right, dude.
And apparently they bought an old castle that's like 2 miles from where that happened. And people are saying it's in poor taste.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Shayna's got one. I've got one. All right, Monica, your turn. You ready?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
This singer, known for hits like Don't Start Now and Levitating, is officially engaged.
Shayna for the commanding 2-zip lead.
Dua Lipa?
We're talking about Dua Lipa because I think Michaela was heading down the road of saying that person got engaged.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Right.
It's Dua Lipa. Who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
I want to die. I want to meet him.
I was going to say, Chet's not going to be happy about this.
Yeah, I need to look him in the eye. Apparently, this happened quite a while ago, and they just announced it.
Love now, that.
Shayna with 2. I've got 1. Hey, Monica, your turn. You ready? Okay, good.
This former talk show and radio host got to leave her assisted living facility and have dinner with some friends.
Shayna for the win.
Wendy Williams?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, game over. That's
dang.
It. It's, yeah.
She's a beast.
Oof. Yeah, Monica,
sorry,
I don't know.
Monica.
I don't know. You even stood a chance today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Sorry,
Shayna,
sister.
Shayna's an assassin.
Yeah.
Shayna means
like
business.
Like I'm going to Shakira.
Shayna means business. All right, Monica, drive safe. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right, see you, buddy. Wow, Shayna, double down on the Shakira tickets. Nicely
Woo!
Done. And
Woo!
two chances to walk out on stage with Shakira for Camino con la Loba.
Ow! Ow! Yeah. Shayna.
Shayna's overwhelmed.
Kill that, though.
I have no
idea. I'm here for it.
All right, then. Happy Father's Day weekend. Happy Friday the 13th. I have no idea what we have in store for you prize-wise on Monday, but what I do know is that you will have a chance to be our 21st five-time retired champion overall when we meet again Monday morning on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Did you guys see Jay-Z lost $1 million on the NBA Finals?
No.
Yeah, on the Thunder winning in five?
Yeah. He obviously it didn't happen. The Thunder losing game three, and so, yeah, they can't win in five. And yeah.
But now, do you think $1 million to Jay-Z is like what $10 is to us?
Yup, because he's apparently worth about $2.5 billion mm-hmm. with a B.
Yeah,
wild. So no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And had he, so he put down the million, but he would have won 3.3. So why not?
Dang.
For him? Yeah, for him. My guess also is this thing, he did the wager with Fanatic Sportsbook, which leads me to believe that he might have a piece of that. You know,
sure.
That there might be something.
Yeah, him, Ruben, the Kraft, the Patriots owner, they're all like little pals.
Who's
always hanging out.
Ruben, what?
Michael Ruben, the guy who always throws those white the white parties with all the celebrities that go there.
Oh, Sixers.
Sounds very Diddy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kind of.
No, it's not. You're not
But
wrong.
I had all the celebrities like a Met Gala, a Jace.
Bro, I'm not that cool. I'm not.
Who?
Me.
What? I was talking about Michael Rubin. He throws
know,
like the parties
that
are like Met Gala.
I'm not that cool to know that.
Oh, I thought you were saying I wasn't there. I was
I'm not that cool. No, to know that. No, to not even know it. Oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely not there. Dude, if I show up there, they're probably giving me an hors d'oeuvre tray to take around. Sorry.
They're like, I'm working. This out.
Yeah, I'm working. I'm working, and I have no idea what I'm working for. I'm just there to get the check.
That's hilarious.
So you say you want to make some money? Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hand me the mini burgers.
What do I have to do? Yeah, what do I have to do? All right.
Listen, I couldn't have that job. I eat all that food before it even got out there. I'm like, oh, sorry, I just ate some of it.
Honest to God, I've never heard of this. It's sad. Is it sad that I've never heard of Michael Rubin until just now?
He's like Gary Vee of like the same.
Yeah,
type
I
of
only
like,
know no, Michael Rubin right. because okay. of the social media parties, but I wouldn't know if not.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Jay-Z's part of that deal?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's fine. It's fine. It's probably wasn't even any money or, you know, no dollars exchanged hands.
Mm-mm.
I love this other story today. This dude in Florida, what's his name? T-I-R-O-N. Tyron? Tyron?
Mm-hmm, maybe. Not Tyrone.
Tyrone?
Maybe.
T-Rone?
T-Rone.
Okay. Been convicted of wire fraud and unlawfully entering secure airport areas. Over a 6-year period, he pretended to be a flight attendant.
Oh, my God.
It scares me to death.
I know.
He flew 34 times for free.
Oh, my God.
By submitting false information to the airline's employee flight booking system, where people, you know, take hops. You hop on another flight.
Sure.
Going, hey, I'm just jumping to Toledo. You know, whatever. Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
You know how they... It, well, at least in the movies. Although I've seen it in person. Hey, thanks for the ride.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes they, you know, and sometimes they sit in first class. And I think that's weird. I think it's a bad look.
Yeah.
You know what
like,
I mean? It's
look
like,
over here.
You can't, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't upgrade somebody
mm-hmm.
to be sitting in that seat. Maybe
yeah.
exit row, maybe I'll give you, but.
First class.
So he fabricated badge numbers. Falsified hiring dates, claiming to work as a flight attendant for multiple airlines. In total, oh my God. Okay, so he took 34 flights that they know of.
Oh my God.
He managed to book over 120 free flights. by impersonating a flight attendant on various carriers.
Dude,
I'm reading that correctly. Yes?
I don't want to say that I'm impressed because it's not right, but I can really get through security with a legal boarding pass. Like 120 flights, yeah, you're just able to hop on.
It's very impressive, though.
Have you ever been on a plane? I know. There's almost
that's
part of it
I'm
where.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, we want to reprimand you, but also.
Yeah, the airline should just take the L and go, we'll do better.
Well, because it's multiple airlines. Like, yeah, maybe you hack of a system of one airline, but all of them?
Have you ever been on a plane where they've taken somebody off?
No.
No.
It's a drama.
I have been where they've taken them out of the terminal.
What does that look like?
I was flying Southwest out of LAX. Coming here, I think I was coming home, and anyway, yeah. So you know, and Southwest is always that funny dance because if you're A38, you know, or whatever, so you go and they've got it split up by fives. Well, they're changing it now. It's going to be reserved seats on Southwest, but you know, you line up and you just kind of get in the area. They have it, but you know. 1 to 5, 5 to 10, or mm-hmm. 6 to 10, 11 to 15, like that. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes I personally don't care. I'm in my little area. But then sometimes you get people that start asking, well, what number are you? I'm 38. Okay, I'm 36. I get to go ahead of you. All right, fine.
Yeah.
So I don't care, so I don't ask.
Right.
But then this lady goes, I'm 36. What are you? And the lady in front of me goes, I'm 38. And I go, that's weird. I'm 38. Right?
That's weird.
So right away, and she starts kind of shifting back and forth. I go, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let this play out. And then they got it. She got up there and I thought, oh no, this is going to go bad for me.
Yeah.
This is going to go bad for me because she's in front of me.
God.
So I just looked at her and I said, hey, do you mind if I go ahead of mm-hmm. you? Kind of like giving her the look like, you can either let me go ahead or I'm going to say
or
something.
Or I'm screaming.
Or I'm going to say something. Because, and sure enough, I went ahead, boom, get on the plane. She's behind me. And it doesn't make any noise. Doesn't make any noise for her. And then, and they're like, ma'am, where did you get? And they're talking to her because we're all standing there on the
job. Oh my God.
Because you get halfway down and you have to stand again. And so, and they're talking to her. Where did you get this? Where did you get your boarding pass? And apparently she had falsified the boarding pass.
Oh my.
Yeah. Yeah.
They came to arrest her. Dude, that's literally never happened to me. The worst thing that's ever happened is they like ran out of pretzels on my flight. And I've flown a lot. I would like some of that drama.
Yeah. Another time we were delayed and this woman goes up and I ended up viral. My left arm and shoulder went viral because this lady goes, I work for the airlines. Let me fix this. We're delayed because it was snowy and icy mm-hmm. and they couldn't get the runway clear. Then they couldn't de-ice the plane. Then the crew timed out, blah, blah, blah. And we all ended up getting off the plane and the cops were waiting for her.
Dang.
Because she went up. She's literally up knocking on the cockpit door like she's going to tell them it's OK. And they're going to go, oh, you're right. And we're all just going to take
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's get it. Who's taking the 177 second survey, sir?
That'll be Denise Brooks from East Las Vegas.
Thank you, Adrian. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
How are you, Niecy? Can I call you Niecy?
Yeah.
Can I call you Niecy? Can we call you Niecy?
You absolutely can, yes.
I love all of that.
So cute.
Are you doing well? Well, okay, you know what? Let's start since we're asking questions. Do you have plans for Father's Day?
I do not.
Understood. Okay. No, me neither. Actually, I got an Aces game on Sunday.
Oh, so nice.
Other than that. Yeah, what are you guys doing, Michaela?
I don't know, dude. I actually am very excited. I have something planned that we've been planning.
Or is this secret? Or is it total secret and you don't want to blow it out on the air because you know your dad just got up 15 minutes ago?
Yeah, I want to say that...
Okay. Shh, we'll just move on.
That would be really fun, though. To do, maybe.
To do something.
Maybe something. Yeah,
right? Adrian, have you been let in on plans for Father's Day?
Nope, I just know I'm going to wake up, hopefully, and we'll see.
Then they'll take care of the rest. We'll see what else happens.
Fair.
Denise, since it's Friday the 13th, are you superstitious?
I am not, but my mom was when her car was stolen on Friday the 13th, and it was gone for 13 days.
Michaela, are you superstitious? Well, that's weird.
You said it best earlier. I'm a little stitious. Look, I grew up with an Italian Catholic grandmother. I'm not walking on cracks from mother's backs. It's not happening. So, yeah, I am. More than I thought I was.
Adrian, are you superstitious?
No.
I like rituals. You know what I mean? I like procedures, as long as they're not forced upon me.
Yep.
I like stuff like that. So I think you could call me superstitious, but not for the reason that you think.
Right.
I like to find a way to do stuff and then keep doing it that way.
Yeah.
But
great.
For example, there's a group of us, about 10 of us, for Aces games, and I go to Starbucks and we have the same order every time, every game. Last game we did not do it because it was a big giant, there was a lot of stuff going on pregame.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do it. And the Aces lost to not a great team.
I hear that.
And Asia Wilson got hurt, and she might not play tonight.
Look, call it ritual or tradition. I'm enough superstitious that'll trip me out.
Speaking of Starbucks, the other day, our friend Jill was getting a nice coffee at Starbucks, Denise. She gets an almond milk, no sweetener. There was a woman behind her, also named Jill, also got iced coffee, almond milk, but with sweetener. First drink comes out, the other Jill took it. Our Jill said, "Hey, I think that's mine." But the second Jill, the drink stealer, was on a call. The details are murky. But she just kind of waved her off and kept going. Our Jill feels like she's a pushover and wishes she could have done more. But what are you going to do? Are you going to go slap the drink out of her hand? Are you going to cause a fight in the parking lot?
Maybe.
Because somebody took your iced coffee, no sweetener? Is there really? So this was the thing. Jill was like, "Well, what would you guys have done?" What's your answer? What would you have done?
I probably would have just let the barista know so they could make me a new one.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I love a boundary set, but this isn't the one, Mama.
I'd love for somebody to go, I'd punch her in the hoo-ha, but, you know.
But for good cause, not for stealing a drink.
It's also her karma because it's not a sweet drink, and so she's not going to like it.
Yeah.
She got almond milk, no sweetener. No, so second Jill, if she got the first drink, she got it. She would get the one with no sweetener. So that's going to, she's not going to like that for much.
Should have listened.
Yeah.
Would it be even better is if she came back in and went, "You guys made me the wrong
drink." Oh, 100%.
That would do. Okay, then. Now that would be poetic justice. All right, good. I think we've taken enough of your time. Would you like 2 tickets to New Kids on the Block, the Right Stuff residency?
I am so excited. Yes, please.
Are you free on Wednesday, July 2nd to go to Dolby Live at Park MGM?
I sure will be.
Well, fantastic.
Woo-hoo.
And then we'll keep your info, and we might be calling you to swap tickets so you can sit on stage and go to the meet and greet.
Oh, my gosh. That would be the dream.
Right on.
Yes, dude.
Hang on 1 second. Let's get some info from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
I like her.
Yes.
Yeah, she's all right. Relationship rehab coming up next. Michelle and Inspirata. No money for a vacation, but you got money for a golf trip? And she's literally, let me read you the first line of her email.
Okay.
"I literally might move out while he's at work this weekend. but I'll probably wait until I have more time. Maybe when he goes on this stupid golf trip.
Oh, she's mad.
A true legit makeup or breakup scenario.
Dang.
Yeah, for relationship rehab coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:03 on the only Friday the 13th of 2025.
Nuts.
She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Relationship rehab. Oh, my God. First, Aces tonight playing Dallas. Dallas has not had a good start to their year, but they do have the number one pick from the WNBA draft, Paige Beckers.
Nice.
She's pretty awesome. She dropped like 35 her last game. This is where this gets interesting. As of right now, Asia Wilson listed as doubtful for the Aces tonight.
That's crazy.
Could make things interesting at Michelob Ultra Arena, but would love to see you there. What else was I going to tell you? And then on Father's Day, if you're still looking for something to do, Aces take on Phoenix on Sunday. So
fun.
Single game tickets are available. Sold out on season tickets, but all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Are we good? All right. Relationship rehab. Michelle and Inspirata. I literally might move out while he's at work this weekend. But I'll probably wait until I have more time, like when he's on this stupid golf trip.
Ugh.
My boyfriend and I have been together for about a year and a half. We moved in together last summer. Ever since then, I've tried to get him to put some money aside to go on a nice vacation. We're not rich or anything, so it's not going to be that nice. But I'd really like to go away for a week, just us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God bless.
I don't know where that came from.
It's okay.
He says that our budget is just too tight and we can't afford it just yet. It's the same excuse I get for why we're also not getting married just yet. So can't afford a vacation just yet. Can't get a ring just yet. Now he comes home last night after beers with the boys. And yes, I did slot this in right away. This was in my inbox when I got up.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh yeah, we're going to the front of the line on this. Now he comes home last night after beers with the boys and says the guys are all going on some golf trip to St. George or whatever.
Ew.
I lost it. He says it's no big deal. Because they're driving, and one of the guys has a hookup to stay in a house for free. And it'll only be a couple hundred bucks for the golfing. He can't be serious. I'm honestly questioning whether he's serious about our future. Am I having a full moon freak out, or does my rage seem legit? Asks Michelle and Inspirata. 702-364-9898. Not enough money for a vacation. Boys trip, I'm assuming extended weekend at least.
Damn.
In St. George.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Michelle and Inspirata. She and her boyfriend been together about a year and a half. They moved in together last summer. Ever since then, she's been trying to get him to put some money aside to go on a nice vacation. So, you know, and she's not asking much from what I understand. She'd just like to go away for a while. He says their budget can't handle it. They can't afford it just yet. She's also been pushing for a ring. He's also pushing back, saying, "Yeah, we're not ready just yet." And he's blaming budget on that. Now, all of a sudden, he comes home and he goes, "Yeah, babe, gonna go on a golf trip, boys, St. George." I will say, if you're driving and you've got a house, that helps. It'll only be a couple hundred bucks for the golfing. Unless you have some serious hookup, he's not being entirely truthful.
Good. I'm so happy that you said that.
I'm just saying I don't know I don't know that he's being a couple hundred bucks. What, are you only playing once, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because up there.
It's expensive.
Up there, it's because it's world class. St. Mm-hmm. George?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, there may be a hookup there as well.
Maybe.
But Nikki, you're okay? You're okay with him doing this?
Absolutely. A guy's trip is going to be so much cheaper than taking a girlfriend on a trip. Clothes, shoes, a nice hotel, some fancy food. A guy's trip golfing sounds fun, and he should go do it.
I need you to, Michaela, I need you to verbalize that face you're making. And what you just mouthed to me.
Listen, I write so hard for you, Nikki, but I could not disagree more. I'm so upset at this guy because I feel like... It's more than the golf trip. First of all, when me and Lisa do a little like anything, me and my fiance, you can go anywhere for so cheap. Like, you could even do a little quick road trip.
They could go to LA.
You could camp. You could do anything. Like, you don't have to bring any accessories, nothing. She's asking for quality time, in my opinion.
Yep.
And he's saying that the boys are more important. And I usually side with, yo, let him go. It'll benefit you in the end. The same way with the girls go. But she's been asking you for quality time. You've made it a budget issue. But you can go with the boys. No way, dude. Drop this guy. I'm heated about this. Sorry, Nikki. I don't mean to take it out on you. It's just this full moon is really blowing me up right now. And I'm mad.
It's all right to disagree.
I know, but I'm mad about it. Stupid guy.
And by the way, Nikki, God bless you. I mean, that's great. I tend to side with Michaela on this one. Listen, who loves a golf trip? Who loves a golf trip more than me?
Yeah, you love golfing.
He's sending a message here, and we hear that message that's being received by Michelle, which, again, exactly what Michaela said. All these other things that she's hoping for, and he's going, nah, we can't do it. But now I want to do something, and I'm going to go ahead and spend the money.
Yeah. Because also being engaged or getting married, you're absolutely right. A ring is expensive.
Are you in a relationship?
I'm married.
Yeah.
I'm married.
So how long?
It took my husband 5 years to propose.
Right. And how long have you been married now?
18 years.
Yeah.
Go
so
off.
You know, okay.
Good for you.
So you've been to the puppet show and you've seen the strings.
Yes, and I'm expensive. I like to have fun and get the nice outfits and the drinks. And a trip for me is not cheap.
Yeah, I don't think Michelle's
bougie.
I don't think Michelle's asking for that.
Yeah, I don't
Michelle's
think so either.
Michaela hit it on the head, and I hadn't even really thought this angle. She's asking for his time. He's making it a budget issue. I thought that was really smart when you said that.
Thanks, dude. Thank you.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying, Nikki.
Yeah, totally. But in regards to this and Michelle, I mean, we love a bougie gal, but in regards to Michelle, I don't think that's what she wants. No. I think she wants quality time. I think this guy sucks.
What were you saying, Nikki?
I don't know. I lost it.
Sorry, Nick.
Fine. Happy Friday the 13th. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
Have fun, right. Mama.
Do you have Father's Day stuff you have to do?
No, nothing yet. Probably just a barbecue or something.
Piece of cake.
Yeah, fine.
Love it. Yeah, good. I like it.
How about a golf trip?
Right, see you later. Our buddy Johnnyek always has something to say about relationship rehab, and we appreciate her for it. You don't like this at all.
Michelle, pack your bags and get the heck out.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
So I book golf. At golf courses in St. George, unless he's going at the recreation center, which it doesn't sound like it's happening, it's not a couple of $100.
No.
Preach.
Yeah. You're probably talking over $1,000 for sure for him golfing at a few courses. This is not, even if he's staying in a house, and if he's staying in a house, they're buying food, they're buying alcohol, he should take this girl on a vacation. I think he's giving her the signals to, like I said, leave.
Yeah, when Chet said that with it not being a cheap in St. George, it got my mind working. And now to hear it confirmed with you that you work there, no way. It's worse. It's even now it's even worse. And I was already mad.
But,
so I was taking the money out of the equation. Even I was taking the money out of the equation, even though I agree with what Lisa's saying.
Yeah.
That I don't know that he's being entirely truthful. But let's just assume that his boys went, hey, we'll cover it. Just give us a couple hundred bucks. We'll cover the rest. you know, we got, I got a Groupon or whatever, you know, whatever deal he's got that they've got working up there. It's still this whole thing of you and I can't go on vacation, but I'm going to go off with my buddies and leave you home.
Yep.
There's just something.
100%, Chet. 100%. He could take her, like you said, to L.A. He could take her to San Diego. They could do like a little vacation for a couple of $100. You can get last minute deals on cruises, on all inclusives, on everything that are pretty reasonably priced for two people, like for 3 or 4 days. Easy. Like, I don't know. I don't like this guy at all. Michelle, go.
But also, we live in Vegas. You could literally just do a staycation in your own city.
There's a lot of ways.
There's so many ways to do this. And she's clearly wanting to be with him.
Oh, God.
If the ring is too expensive, I'm going to go back to this because it wasn't our relationship. In the beginning, we knew that the rings were expensive, so
Michelle,
we pushed it off.
I'll send you to Mike Lehman.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Take care of this girl. I feel bad for her.
It'll be fine.
You can get a nice ring for a good ring for like a few hundred too. Like, it doesn't have to be a giant 10 carat rock.
I got a guy. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Help them.
That's what I said. But so Nikki says don't break up, but I don't think she's all the way sold. Lisa, your breakup?
Breakup.
Michaela, your breakup?
You know I am.
Awful quiet over here, Adrian.
Breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Thoughts?
I feel like it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Adrian.
Are you and I kind of on the same?
Kind of. And the financial part, too, is kind of like it plays a part. Like, it's not the same equivalent, but like, imagine.
Thank you, Lisa.
Last week I bought a Nintendo Switch, right?
Yeah.
And let's say I owed you money.
Yeah.
A large sum of money.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I were to. It's the same equivalent that, like, hey, we want to save up for a trip. We want to save up for a trip, but you're spending a portion that could go towards
Look at the big brain on our boy right here.
Yeah, like if it's if it's something that we want to do, every little bit counts towards that. You know what
Not
I'm saying?
To add fuel to Michaela's fire, but yeah, if I knew you owed me $500
mm-hmm. and
you
just spent it
and you spent $500 on
a
Switch.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and you walked in and went, oh, well, but it's for my son. I might give you a pass.
If it was a birthday. That's it.
Or what?
Yeah.
Well, but I you know, and I understand release day.
Yeah.
I do understand it. But yeah, I'd be in the back of my mind. I'd be like, you know what I would mean?
You can't cry wolf that you're broke and you're going on the golf.
Yeah,
and
truly.
And the petty part of me would have been, okay, I'm not going out of my way. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go out of my way again to try and offer to help. It's the same thing here. She's like, I just want to go on a vacation. Okay, we've beaten this today. I'm done. I'm done with
Leave
this guy.
Michelle.
Hey, let's
done
jump
with this
him.
Guy.
Let's go to his house.
Done with
Come
this
on.
Bit.
Ow.
Yeah, we should get a truck and just go to Michelle's house and help her load up her stuff.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Why in there touching stuff?
What are you doing, man?
What are you touching stuff?
With the two monitors, and I thought it was on the left monitor, and I was clicking on the right monitor, and my bad, y'all.
Man, it happens. You know what you know now, people?
Live radio, baby.
You know this is a live radio show.
Yes.
You know this is not what they call in the industry. They don't call it voice tracked. We still may be syndicated, and we may be in different cities, which we are not.
Mm-hmm.
But we could be. But it's live. You know we're doing it. When was the last time you rode a bike?
A couple weeks ago.
No.
Yeah, dude. You know, I like riding bikes, motorcycles, skating.
No. A bike. A bicycle.
Yes, a few weeks ago.
At the gym or outside?
Outside.
Okay.
I have one with a little basket on it.
And you're like, you know that. No, I don't know. That's why I asked you a question. I don't know. I know you got that motorcycle and
helmet
whatnot.
Or no helmet.
Yep. I like to roller skate, bicycle ride, and motorcycle ride.
Right. So you got it, but you got a
beach cruiser.
You just decided to go out, tool around the neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, I had it in LA. I used to go to the beach and ride on the beach. So we brought it to Vegas, and I love it. I feel like it's so fun. So I just ride my bike around the block.
Yeah. Go down to the candy store.
Yeah, dude, I like it.
It's awesome.
I just turn my phone off and I go around.
I like you. Ask your question again.
Helmet or no helmet?
Dude, no helmet.
Of course not.
Okay.
No knee pads?
No, I'm crazy yeah, like
knee
that.
Knee pads on a bike.
Give me a break. Oh, you elbow pads.
If you fall, if you fall, that's bro. Your whole body's going to fall.
If I fall, I'm going to take that bike. Hit, okay?
If you have a helmet on but no knee pads, you're kind of doing
please
a half
tell this
job.
Man.
I don't.
No one's doing a helmet.
I've obviously lost control of this show completely.
No one's doing a helmet.
It's over there pushing buttons and whatnot, and I don't know what's happening.
Just wondering.
I'm just riding it out. It's
going
Friday.
Rogue.
It's Friday, Ladybug.
90 more minutes, baby.
90 minutes, that's right. And I'm free. It's all good.
Free.
Free. Like TMZ. It's free. And that's me. Adrian, when was the last time you rode a bike?
Oh, man, I couldn't tell you.
Me either. 1,000 years. Couldn't tell you when the last time was. Here's what's wild about this, though. This is why I brought it up. I have friends that are those people that wear the tight with the little shorts. And the
oh,
little,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they all come to, in fact, that they're part of that group that comes to Toy Drive every year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Usually on the last Saturday, they'll come 50, 60 strong, and they'll come and they ride down the hill, come to Toy Drive. They started at Rainbow and Westcliff. There's no T in that word. Westcliff. And then they ride down the hill. They come to Toy Drive, and then they ride back up the hill. And it's awesome.
That's
awesome. They usually bring like a coffee truck and stuff. It's fun. I thought of them. And I just didn't know if anybody rode a bike, but they're the ones that wear the tight shirts and little shorts.
Yeah, those are like the professional
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, the full on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Studies show regular biking can lower your risk for dementia by nearly 20% and Alzheimer's by nearly a quarter.
Wow.
Yeah. They think, so it's got the exercise part of it, right? Is good. And they're talking about regular bike ride.
Yeah.
They even use the term regular biking for transportation, which I don't know a lot of people in this town that are going to do that.
Yeah.
But, you still might, you know, get out regularly on your bike.
Totally.
So it's the exercise part, which is the one thing. But then while you're on that bike and it's you're exercising and because you're going just fast enough, and you're generally in a somewhat, because there's cars, you know, there's cars and there's people and all this other stuff. So you can't fully zone out.
Right.
Like if you're walking, you can just zone out. If you're on a treadmill, you know, all the other, a lot of the other things, you can just zone out. But you got to kind of stay on your game.
Makes sense.
So while you're exercising and you got your brain engaged, apparently it's double extra good.
All right. Yes.
So last minute Father's Day. So if if your son wheels a new bike in for you on Sunday.
I'll be upset.
He's trying to save helmet, your life,
helmet
babe.
Or no helmet. I'll be very upset.
Well,
because he wouldn't give me a helmet.
And then apparently knee pads.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! As long as you remember that the first part of Friday the 13th is Friday.
Yes.
Then it's not so bad. The only Friday the 13th we will have this year. They had one. We had two last year.
Yeah.
We'll have three next year. But this is the only one for this year.
Dang.
So if these kind of things bother you, you just got to make it through today and you'll be all right.
That's it.
Well, I'm saying she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Everybody good? Everybody ready to go?
Ready to go.
We good.
How about this dude? So shoplifting obviously is a big deal. You know, like now people have gone crazy. It's
oh my God.
Walk in, grab stuff and go to walk out. Doesn't matter. This guy at least put a little 37-year-old man in Ohio named Joshua Huey went to Home Depot pretending to be a sales rep from DeWalt Tools and saying that he just started cutting open boxes, including like lawnmowers. He used bolt cutters from the next aisle over to break a lock on a metal gate containing the power tools. He might have messed up the gate a little bit, and that was that was probably the first sign that something wasn't quite the way it was supposed to be. Then, so he had one of those flatbed carts, right? Tried to walk out with 23 items, including DeWalt batteries, saws, blowers, and grinders. That merchandise was worth more than $4,200.
Oh, yeah.
When they stopped him, he said it was okay that those items were being recalled.
Sure.
And that he needed to
get them.
Mm-hmm. He was the guy. That was his job.
Yeah.
He was arrested and charged with felony theft, possessing criminal tools, and vandalism. The store says there's video footage, and they're handing that over to the police. So it may be a big felony thing because it'd be over like $10,000.
Dude, I'm actually kind of surprised he got caught, though, because I hate to give credit where it's not due, but like that was very clever. When it is
I wonder if he had a shirt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, did you have a
DeWalt Tools polo?
Yeah, or did you just go in like rogue and we're like, I work for DeWalt? Like, that would be
sauce.
This
is my story and I'm sticking to it.
Yes.
So yeah, like, don't bother me.
Yeah, listen, like, you need to commit.
Half the time, if you act like you're supposed to be there, like, people won't give you any problems. If you look like you know what you're doing, people will mind your own business. And you walk into certain stores, all I need is a red polo or a navy blue, and now they assume you're an employee.
Listen, it's so true, but I'm such a nervous Nelly with that kind of stuff. I could never. You'd be like, yeah, you don't want you work
you would,
here.
But you would blurt something
a
out.
Million percent.
You are that person. Because we've... Like at times we've gone, see, this is why I don't script Michaela out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't tell her. At one point when we were first starting this show, they were like, well, you know, maybe you should, you know, plan stuff out with Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to tell her, I'm like, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you don't need that. You just need
certain magic.
Just give us some time, let it cook.
Yep.
It'll be fine. Yeah.
If you tell me not to say something.
But literally the other day we did have one of those moments and it was like, okay, I'll say this. And then you said that.
Mm-hmm.
She said something that was loosely related, but not, but not the same.
Yeah.
Not the same
thing. If you tell me not to say something, all I can think about in my mind is to not say it. And then I absolutely say it on accident because I was so focused on not saying it.
You know what?
That.
I'll tell. Do you mind if I tell it?
No, please.
It's pretty
do.
Funny, and you may not even realize. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's great. So our buddy Will Edwards came in from Three Square yesterday.
Yeah.
You'll hear that. It's they wanted to talk about Restaurant Week. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Because it was gonna end today and they've extended out another week and they wanted to get the word out on it.
Sure.
And we're always down to help, and I love Will. I've known Will for feels like forever here in town. So, and we'll, so the bit was, I said to Michaela, I said, we'll set it up. He's going to say whatever he has to say. Then you ask him, hey, so for people who don't know, tell us about Restaurant Week. Great. Got it. We're done. And then I'll wrap it up. We'll be good. Quick and dirty. Simple. And so, and Michaela, and I could feel you grinding. Mm-hmm. I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And pops out. Related, same, but different. So tell us about Three Square.
You guys,
and
the simpler
looked.
The task, the harder for me. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
If it's so incredibly difficult,
yes.
I'm like, I got it. Easy. Oh, if you're no. like, just say the word and, I'm like.
If I would have given her like a paragraph of stuff, I would have said, hey, you got to have all this information. And then, you know, and then you've got to get him. Somehow you've got to convince him to say this back to you.
Yep.
She'd nail it.
Uh-huh.
Give her the one line. Tell me about Restaurant Week. So, tell me what's happening with Three Square.
Let me tell you something.
And I just kind of looked and I thought, well, we could edit this. And then I went, nah.
Listen, you didn't say anything.
Nope.
And you always low-key well, like lovingly. Like when he left, but you didn't. And I was like, maybe he didn't catch it. Because I sure did. And then I was like, goodbye. Not saying a word. Are you for sure caught it?
Well, then right after he explained Three Square... Then I went, oh, and...
Tell us about restaurants.
And tell us about
restaurants. I know!
Because I just figured I was going to pick you up. I just picked
Listen,
up.
Listen, thanks for having my back, pal. I do. I
and
love you
fine.
For that. Thank
and it was,
you.
And it was fun.
That's so funny. I didn't think you heard that. My face is red. You're so right.
You can hear it for yourself. You're in for you. So when you hear it, you'll giggle because you'll know that we know and we'll know that you'll know. About 20 minutes from now, maybe 25.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Okay, this is pretty funny, and it's usually how I start most interviews. Oh, it's my friend is here. Oh, my buddy's here. It's my buddy Will Edwards. He works for Three Square. That's where it ends for me. What's your actual title?
I'm the event marketing manager.
Yeah, you are.
Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Should be like a vice president or something. I'm
working
thinking.
Looks like a vice president.
Let me know if I can talk to somebody about it. Okay, this is weird because, wait a minute, isn't restaurant week over today on the 13th?
Yes, it ends today.
In theory. But it doesn't.
It does not. We are extending till June 20th. Yeah. And it's amazing because we have more than 180 restaurants extending. It's outrageous.
That's wild. Real. And so do you say pre-fee, Michaela?
No.
When you talk about the price, the fixed menu. How do you pronounce it, Will?
Prefix.
Prefix. Yeah.
Okay, that's how I'll say it now because that's how Will says it. Prefix.
I think people who try to be fancy say prefix.
Literally.
I don't think fee is a word when it comes to prefix.
I think you're probably right. But this shows how classy I am.
I know. We want to be bougie, but we're not.
I've been working on it for 5 years, so awesome. I know.
And you're not vice president yet?
I'm working on it.
Come on, man.
You got a second.
Well, I got to ask you, for people that aren't familiar with Three Square, what do they got to know?
So Three Square is Southern Nevada's only food bank and largest hunger relief organization. We service Lincoln, Nye, Esmeralda, and Clark counties with a network of 150 partners. We source the food, get it to our partners, and then our partners get it out to our hungry neighbors.
And even more importantly, what's Restaurant Week?
Restaurant Week is an incredible community activity where restaurants all over the valley will agree to do a 3-course prefix menu at fixed prices.
I said prefix.
Say it right.
Between $20 and $120. And then in the end, they give Three Square $4, $5, or $6 back so that we can continue our mission here in Southern Nevada.
And you said, so it's going to go for another week till next Friday. 180 restaurants.
Correct.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Correct.
Across the spectrum.
Something for everyone.
Literally. Yeah. And it all goes to a good cause. The website, if you want to find out more?
RestaurantWeekLV.org. All of our extenders are there and our extending special promotions.
Yeah, it's super easy to poke around and figure out where you want to go and what kind of deals there are. So make a plan.
Make a plan. Use the filters.
Yeah, if you didn't figure out Father's Day yet.
Smart, because I really haven't.
I'm the one who says pre-fee.
Yeah.
So that's, it shouldn't be a shock.
You're in good hands, Will. I don't know.
It's so great to see you, brother.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for giving us the chance to spread the word.
Fantastic.
Hey, once again, check it all out, how you can help Three Square and enjoy delicious meals at restaurantweeklv.org.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's a somewhat mind-blowing Friday morning edition of The More You Know Before We Go. Have you ever heard the original Michael Jackson Thriller?
No.
The original version of that song?
I didn't know there was one.
There was one. It was originally called Starlight. And the hook went, give me some starlight.
No.
Starlight, sun. And I don't know what happened after that. But yeah. And you can find it out there. You can Google it right now.
That's wild.
It's weird.
Yes, Starlight?
Doesn't have the same bite.
At all.
Doesn't have the same thing. The first reports, told you these are all mind blowers. The first report of the Wright brothers, you know what the Wright brothers are famous for?
No.
First ones to fly.
Obviously, yeah, totally. Yes, of course.
Obviously, Jesus.
Yeah, hello.
Obviously. Do you really
know that? I had no idea.
You had no idea that the Wright brothers were the first ones to fly?
I was literally thinking Doobie Brothers. I was anything but flying.
Doobie Brothers.
Tell me more about. Yeah, tell me more.
This is great, Jonas Brothers. I don't have any of the brothers. There's got to be. I'm really bummed. Ordinarily, I can make this bit. I can do this for 5 or 6 minutes, but nope, not today. So the Wright brothers were the first ones to ever
fly.
Yeah. And what's weird is the first published report of the Wright brothers' flights, for some reason, was in a beekeeping magazine called Gleanings in Bee Culture. And why anyone knows that and why it started there, and I don't...
Uh-huh.
Like I said. And then finally this morning, there was more hydrogen. Ride with me on this. There was more hydrogen in a gallon of gasoline than there is in a gallon of liquid hydrogen.
Stop.
Huh?
No, that's how I feel.
Huh?
That face you're making and the sound.
What? What you mean? Well, ponder that one over the weekend. Kids, have a spectacular day. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
I'll see you at the Aces tonight. Aces and the Dallas Wings with the number one pick in the WNBA draft, Paige Beckers, tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena. See you there. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow us at 95 KLUC. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, brand new episode of Unlikely going up as we speak. And if you play Nintendo Switch 2, go ahead and add me on there with Heavyweight Radio 2, because that's what we're doing this weekend. Bye.
And Michaela Gordon.
I will see you tomorrow. Oh, follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. Then I'll see you at Henderson Pride tomorrow.
Of course.
4 to 6 p.m. We'll be there.
Oh, my God. With the full weave, full makeup, that's full gown.
Yeah, they expect it.
108 degrees. It's like, you know what, dude? It's like, it'll always remind me of the first time I ever saw Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to, when they had rehab at the Hard Rock on Sundays?
Yes.
And so we would do rehab radio.
Yes.
And Akon was the headliner. Remember, that's how Lady Gaga came to be, because Akon discovered her and said, you know, let's put you out there. And so Akon did his thing. And then here comes Lady Gaga. I'm not kidding you. It's 118 degrees
Chet.
Out. And she is head to toe black with a black veil over her head. And she sang Just Dance. And all the girlies in front knew every word.
No.
And I went, oh, my God.
A star.
She's going to be huge.
But also probably
and
really
I'll
hot.
Never forget it. Yes. Like you will be on Sunday.
Not.
Best. So if Michaela survives... We'll all be here Monday.
Yeah.
If she's in the hospital with heat stroke, then, you know, we'll figure something out. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Again, happy Father's Day.
Yep.
Tell somebody that you love, especially your dad. Tell your dad you love him, because not everybody gets that opportunity, you know?
Yeah.
So, and tell somebody else that you love them that you haven't told them in a while, and be a friend to somebody who needs a friend, because you never know what a difference it'll make. And we will see you on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Bye.
The Chet Buchanan Show.